Day 13, holiday extravaganza. Jessica, what are we drinking?
We are drinking a Pinot Grigio from Italy.
Okay, let's give it a try.
Smooth.
That was my first thought when it hit my tongue, is that it's smooth.
I wish I wouldn't have looked at the back of the bottle, because I swear I felt like apple. It tasted like, almost like a cider.
Yeah, it tastes the apple.
And it's crisp and refreshing with apple and hazelnut flavors and just a hint of spice. Perfect serve chilled just by itself or with salads, fish, light chicken dishes, and lightly spiced foods.
So we're having rice noodles with tofu and Brussels sprouts. Uh-huh. Pretty legit dinner, honestly. Looks legit. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah. I'll get back to you. That second sip was not as smooth as the first one, as in like it tasted like a cider, but it's good.
Yeah.
Pete, since lately I've not been on the white wine train.
Mm-hmm.
But I can definitely taste the apple.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it. It's, as you said, it was smooth and it kind of tastes like a cider, honestly.
It does.
So, good. I didn't look up anything on this day, but it's Friday the 13th.
You had one job.
I have more than one job.
Whatever.
So, anything else to add today?
Friday the 13th, everything's been good. Lil M had a play date. Life is good.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Day 14, holiday extravaganza. Red blend from Italy. Let's give it a shot.
Smooth. Do you think?
Yeah. So, I don't know. You just have like the, I can feel it wafting in my nose, which is something we've talked about before. I don't know how to describe that. What about the cheese?
Today's, it's paired with aged cheddar, and I got the actual date right, unlike the 11th and 12th.
Nice.
When I jacked that up.
Nice.
But yeah, you could feel it like in your, like go back.
In the sinuses.
Yeah, but it's good. It's smooth.
So one thing I realized is that we might be bad at reviewing wine because you're supposed to say like notes of cinnamon and
Okay,
whatever.
Let me guess. Don't read it.
I was waiting for you to guess.
Honestly, as I sniff the glass, it smells like plastic.
Notes of plastic. That's what it says on the label. Like that one that had notes of leather.
Right? It could really have plastic on there. I'm going to guess grapes. hold on. Red blend.
Mm-hmm.
A plum?
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. Okay, what's it say?
A soft, juicy, and fruity red with flavors of plum, raspberry, and black currant.
Oh, I almost said blackberry.
Partner this with light pasta dishes, cold meat, or white cheeses.
I have a white cheese.
I have none of this. I just had some guacamole.
Nice.
So,
what happened on this day?
I don't know. I didn't look for it. On this day, we watched the movie Sully. I watched some of it. You watched all of it.
Yeah, and I cried, even though everyone survived.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such an amazing thing, and now I want to... Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Can I say something that's not really related?
Sure.
Okay, we also discussed how many times Tom Hanks plays a real life person in all of his movies.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but he's fantastic at it.
Yeah, like Forrest Gump.
Castaway.
But the Polar Express.
I'm dead.
Toy Story.
Okay, anyway, it was a very good movie, but let's do one last a review of this red blend from Italy. Also, you said Italy and the bottle was on the counter and you're standing and you could read it. And I was like,
Yeah, well, I have good eyes.
Even with my glasses on. Last review?
I like it. It's got a fruity taste and it's really smooth.
It is really smooth. Very fruity. Very smooth, but not overly fruity. It's not like sugar, like this is a juice. It's just, it's nice.
Yeah.
So, red blend from Italy.
I give it 4 pacifiers out of 5. It's a scale I just invented.
Okay, I like. Can we keep it?
We can try.
Okay, 4 pacifiers out of 5.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers, till tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Today's day 15 of the Holiday Wine Extravaganza, and today we are drinking a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. Let's give it a try. Whoa!
I don't like it. What do you think? No?
I had to come up for air. It's oppressive.
So my wine is white, my cheese is white cheddar. I have the beginning of a cold, so my taste buds aren't 100. However, I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit stuffy, nowhere near as congested as you. And it's just, there are notes of flavor, followed by notes of more flavor.
Followed by grapes.
Followed by grape taste.
So this is fresh, crisp, and zesty with aromas of citrus and passion fruit combined with intense flavors of lime and gooseberry.
What is a gooseberry?
No idea. Serve chill on its own or equally delicious with traditional fish and chips, herb salads, and lightly spiced fish.
Huh.
We have already eaten dinner like over an hour ago and we had spaghetti.
Yeah.
So.
And we pregame pretty hard. We had a holiday party.
We did. I have also fallen hard. One, because of my cold, and two, because I just let the buzz go. But we needed to cleanse our palate first.
Same. It's for the podcast.
Yeah.
We really did it for y'all.
But I just took another drink. That one was not as bad. I did semi-recently have a bite of cheese beforehand.
I think it's smoothing up as I drink it. Like, same. You get that initial wave
it
and then
you're just, yeah. I was like, this is disgusting. It's a white wine.
I had the same impression. And we communicated only with our eyes.
My nose isn't working that well. What do you smell? I don't even taste fruit in it. I don't know what I taste. I taste alcohol is basically what it is.
I taste the citrus.
Okay.
And then like the aftertaste, there are notes of citrus.
Way to go.
But I don't smell anything.
Okay, maybe it's not my nose. Well, I don't remember what our thoughts were on this Sauvignon Blanc before. But again, becoming more of a red drinker, so this is just...
Yeah.
I mean, it was gross at the beginning, and now it's just meh.
We had an expensive wine at the holiday party.
It was legit.
I don't know how
expensive it was.
All we know is it was more than $4.
Yeah.
So, but the host said it was expensive. So, well, not cheap. He said it was not cheap.
Oh, okay.
What
does that mean, though? Everyone's cheap is different.
Yeah, so our threshold is like $10 for this podcast, roughly. So, I don't know.
I don't know. This is so-so.
Yeah. I agree.
Did you look up what happened on this day?
Of course not.
Damn it, Michael.
I know. I failed you again.
I don't remember if I said what cheese it was.
Yeah. Well, you should be glad I didn't look up what happened yesterday because it was the Sandy Hook anniversary.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's just best not to look up what happened.
I would have cried.
It's pretty sad. You still might cry.
Yeah, I know. I've cried a lot recently.
Yeah.
Sickness. Maybe. I don't know.
So, any closing thoughts for December 15th?
Oh, can I have a sip of yours since mine is gone? Any closing thoughts for you on this day?
I don't think so. Sauvignon Blanc, meh.
That last sip that I just took is nasty. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Would not buy again a Sauvignon Blanc. You? It's just meh.
Just meh.
Okay.
I try other other brands or other versions. This is from New Zealand, but I wouldn't go out of my way to get this one. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, if you've got nothing else, then we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Till then. Day 16. We're drinking a Carignan from France. Let's give it a try.
Cheers.
It's really different.
It was different. And it was almost sparkling at the beginning, but it's not bubbly. I don't know. It was... It tastes, I don't know, it feels thicker than other wines.
Rich and fruity with ripe mellow flavors of prune and black cherry. Serve at room temperature with red meat dishes, casseroles, or mature cheese.
My mature cheese tonight is Edam. Edam, whatever it is.
I'm not drinking cheese.
Drinking cheese.
Or eating it. I don't even know how you consume cheese. I've been out of the cheese game for so long.
I don't even... I mean, there's a slight fruity smell to this, but I don't even, like, sniff it and, like, it's real fruity or anything.
So, again, it's a Carignan. Carignan.
It's smooth. Carignan.
It is smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Seriously, I don't know why. It's just, it seems thicker than other wines. Is that weird?
It does kind of feel like you could chew it.
Yeah. Huh.
That's good.
It is good. I bet this kind of wine, if we were to buy it, a bottle of it is not cheap.
Yeah, this was $40 of the $80 for the advent calendar.
Seriously.
So, this was bottled, I just saw this in the light, it was bottled on May the 9th.
I saw that too.
Although, if this is European dates, this could be September 5th. Although, generally, because it's year, four-digit year, two digits, and then two digits. So, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Frickin' Europeans.
Yep. Anyway, what do you think of the wine?
I think I've shared my opinion. I would drink it again.
Did you look up on this day?
No, I did not. Did you?
No.
Oh.
What was your beer for the advent calendar? I remember. Vern's Gruner Dark?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It's good. It was a good, something nice to come home to.
Yeah, I just finished my wine and it's tasty.
Yeah.
Mmm, so is the cheese.
We'll try to find a cheap one of these to review, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Welcome to our learning farm. Today is day 17.
And for a holiday blowout.
Blowout.
Yeah, it's a holiday blowout. And today we're drinking a Viognier from France.
Good pronunciation.
Let's give it a try.
Cheers. It smells like butt.
How much butt do you smell? It's got like a it's got like a skunky beer quality. Like this is like the IPA of wines, like the closest thing to an IPA I've ever had from a wine. But yeah, like it's got a
funky smell.
A foot cheese taste.
Yeah, it is. My cheese that I have is tomato and olive.
But it's clearly from like some sort of fermented fruit or something like this. That's what it seems like anyway. Got notes of
a butt, a feet, a BO.
Notes of summer feet collide with BO.
After workout BO.
Stink cheese.
My gosh.
Okay. It's actually, I don't mind this at all.
I'll have to get another drink. Okay, bursting with aromas. Okay, yeah, sure.
Fair.
A fruit salad. What? Mm. Apricot.
Mm-hmm.
An almond. That kind of makes sense, actually. This lovely wine is dry, yes, and full-bodied. Served chilled with salad, soft cheese, or chicken.
It's gently chilled. You didn't put it in that long ago, did you?
A little over an hour ago.
Okay. So, I think it's fine. Like, some wines aren't meant to be kept at the same refrigerator temperature.
I mean, that sip that I just had wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I think it's good.
But it legitimately smells like butt.
It's got a very butty smell, but smells can be deceiving. So what's the cheese for today?
I already said it. Tomato and olive.
Oh. I was busy focused on butt.
So. That was right when we went crazy with it.
Yeah.
Beer?
I didn't look up what happened on this day.
We've been slacking with that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a valuable segment.
I liked it, but not enough to remind us. I'm too focused on forgetting the cheese all the time that I am worried about me, myself, and I.
And this is like, recording every night is hectic, even if you're only recording for a few minutes. So the beer is a O'Shea's Irish Stout, and it's fine. I noticed they're ripping me off because it's only 11.2 ounces.
I realized that today. I read the box.
But it's not all, like, is all of them? Yeah. All of them
11.2? The box is 11.2.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's not 412.
That sucks.
I know.
I mean, who cares? It's 375 milliliters. They're all European beers, I think, so it makes sense. Or 330 milliliters, sorry. So, let me try it. It's a craft brewed in Ireland, whatever that means. Yeah, it's good. I'm buying something for work today, and it's going to ship from Scotland. So that's kind of cool. It's not a kilt.
Damn it. You don't get to show off those runner legs.
I could buy a kilt if you want.
I don't know where her child is.
She's on a dog bed.
Oh, okay. She sounded further away. Sorry.
Anything else to add about this?
I am not a fan of this cheese, tomato, and olive. There's just too much going on. I like a little bit of flavor. I don't like things that just punch you.
Yeah, okay, so.
And then the wine is, it got better at the, I was just too thrown off by the smell. But yeah, interesting. I might be down to try it again.
Yeah, I would.
Your thought?
I would try it again. I think that I like the flavors. I go back, it's not as bitter as an IPA. It's just like the way that IPAs can sometimes have an off-putting smell, I think. But because it is like it's a jubilee of fruit flavors or however they said it on the label. And
yeah. I like jubilee. Can we bring that word back?
You can. I like fruit beer. Like, this should not be surprising. Or if it's, I hope that it's not a surprise to anyone listening. So I've mentioned it before. That's why okay. I say that. So. I like sours and I like fruit beer, so I think that I really like this wine with a lot of fruit taste in it, so it's good.
Just apparently the smell of almonds is overwhelming and nasty.
But you drink almond milk, so.
I know, but I don't know. That's the only thing that's different from everything else. Okay, well, I feel like this podcast is done.
This has been a long one, so we'll go on to tomorrow.
Bye.
Day 18. Of our holiday special. Today we're drinking a red blend from Spain. Let's give it a try.
Wow. Potent.
It's a lot of flavor.
A lot of flavor.
Notes of flavor.
I feel like there's cherries, but I don't know. Are cherries like a thing for wine?
I'm sure they could be. The description is ripe, spicy aromas lead into flavors of soft black fruits with hints of pepper.
Oh.
Serve at room temperature with red meat dishes, sausages, cheese, or roasted vegetables.
I've got my Gouda cheese for the 18th.
A Gouda.
It's a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
It's a red wine that I have not become a fan of. It's a lot.
I thought you liked red wines.
I know, but I don't like this one, apparently.
No. It's like sticking to my teeth.
Huh.
That's what it feels like, anyway.
It's very alcohol-y.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to my nasal passages.
Yep. I have a similar feeling.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean... not my favorite red that I've had.
No. I wouldn't go out of my way to buy this one.
Where's it from again?
Spain. I was in a meeting with a guy from Spain today. How appropriate.
That's Big Brother for you.
Yeah, that's how they can get you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a search ad. We saw you were with someone from Spain, so we thought you would like this wine from Spain.
Swipe up.
Basically.
Anyway, I'm going to have to like really tough this out to finish it, but here I am.
So, anything happened today?
President Trump is impeached.
No?
I don't. He's not a president.
He is a president.
He is, but...
for better or worse.
Yeah. It's currently on the background right now. Muted. First article for abuse of power. The next one... remember what the other one's called. Something
Obstruction of Congress.
Thank you. So, that's what's happened today on December 18th, 2019.
Yeah. I got nothing else.
I need to drink this to drink away him.
Yeah. So this is the end of the third quartile of episodes. We're 75% of the way through the advent calendar.
What?
So thanks for checking us out as always, and we'll see you in a few days.
In a few days?
I mean, we'll record tomorrow, but...
Oh, I got you.
You're listening now.
Okay, I was like...
What? It'll be a few days.
Okay. Again, strong red wine, mm-hmm. red blend, but lately I've been liking them, so I will definitely give another one a try.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.